You better tune in and tell a friend that Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, is in. You can reach me, 310-861-2317. Give me a call. Don't stall, because Trey Love, he'll never fall. Baby, I'm going to do what I do when I want to do it, how I want to do it, where I want to do it. And right now I'm doing it from the Sugar Shack live in Hollywood, California. Got so many things to update y'all on, man. You know, just let y'all know what's going on. We got to start this off with prayer, and then from there we're going to kick it in, man, and get the live show on the internet cracking. You know, we're going to start with our same prayer we're going to start with every show on Trey Love Radio. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Y'all, life is experiencing, life is moving, grooving, it's going, and it's not going to stop. It don't stop for nobody. Time waits for no man. So as you're doing things in your life, don't waste your time. And when you find people wasting your time, what you got to start doing is making them miss you. You understand? Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Let me let Drake tell y'all a little something, then we're going to come back. It's a live show. You tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio, 310-861-2317. Tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in it.
Really going on, drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready, what's happening, gone for surgery but now I'm back again, I'm about my paper like a scratch and win, World Series attitude, champagne bottle life, nothing ever changes so tonight is like tomorrow night, I will have a model wife, yo is as hot as ice, every time you see me I look like I hit the lotto twice,
Drake you got him right,
yeah I got him bun, I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neat got the wheel, Hush got a gun. See, they got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it'd be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz out the fast. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever got a sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake to stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm serious, I'm with it if you with it, cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows, cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling, so come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on. Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you
miss me a little when I'm gone.
Yeah, I hope that you
miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone.
I just hope that you
miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, my duck eyes, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swim, I do it till they scoop the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James buying cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up. Call me Larry Holmes, Young Money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone, wishing to
me, that's how she learned every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti and coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I pile it with Snoop. I ain't lying, you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable, like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I be gone to November. And I ain't tripping, I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. I'ma see it if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real, real talking, shut the fuck up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, dope? We the F, baby, in the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed, though I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone.
In our hearts, JJ, love you, boy.
Eight times.
Okay, okay, all right, big man, you want to make some big bucks, huh? Let's see how tough you are. You know something about cocaine? Dígame! You kidding me or what, man? There's a bunch of Colombians coming in Friday. Two guys. They said they got two keys for us, for openers. Your cocaine. You tell them capiche. I want you to go over there, and if it's what they say it is, you buy it and you bring it back. You can do that, you make $5,000. Me to have to go there at noon Friday. You get the buy money then. Oh, and Chico, if anything happens to the buy money, deep, Jesus, gonna stick your heads up your asses faster than the rabbit gets fucked.
Yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather flows. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chili with enough bell money to free a big willy. Hot stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS is fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the next Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. In the south, kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. The worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, track. You better learn why I play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got expensive holes with expensive clothes. And I sit fine wines and spit vents and slows. But y'all don't know. Yeah, cause you can't knock the hustle.
But until the late day, I'm the one who's crazy. Is that the way you're making me be?
You can't knock the hustle.
I don't have the time to knock the hustle for me.
Yeah, y'all niggas love. punching the clock. My function is to make munchin', lay back munchin'. Sippin' Remy on the rocks, my crew. Something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable, scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew. I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Water off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not, though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut. And what? Straight bananas, can a nigga see me, got the U.S. Open, advantage jigger, serve like Sanford, play fake rappers like a campus, the Tigra, son, you're too eager, you ain't having it, good, me either, let's get together and make this whole world believe it, huh, admire Raymond, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment, until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing, can't knock the way your nigga eating, fuck you even.
How did you
October 18th, 2011, 10:18 a.m. Yo, it's going all the way down, man. Welcome back to my show, y'all. Hey, I'm just so excited today. I have major guests in the building. Y'all don't even understand. Your boy kicking it from the east to the west coast. Let me give these shouts out really, really quick, and then from there I'm jumping right into it because I already got two of my very special guests on the line right now. Guys, if you were in town this weekend and you attended the J-Spot Comedy Club, you, of course, had a blast at the Hope Flood Welcome Home Comedy Roast and Welcome Home Party, which I was blessed to be able to host. Y'all, let me just run down the names of the people that came out to support Hope Flood in her Welcome Home Comedy Roast. Man, it was a wild two nights, I tell you, man. Thomas the Hitman Hearns was in the building. If you check out my Facebook page, artistically Trey Love or comedian Trey Love, you see I was able to get a picture with the champ, man. It was just a hell of a moment, man. Really nice guy, man. You know, it's beautiful to meet people that, you know, you've seen on TV, seen, you know, do the action that he's actually done, you know, and to be able to meet the person and for him to just be a genuine gentleman like that, man. It was just a wonderful to meet him, man. But, yeah, here's the list of the names of the comics that came out, y'all. Miss Laura came out. Skills Hudson came out. Memphis Will came out. Vince V, Roxy, Courtney Black, Irana, Derek Ellis, The Wood Doctor, T.P. Hearn, Aretha Jones, and Scruncho. I mean, it was just like, it was amazing, y'all. It was just a hell of a night. And there were even comics. Kiana, I forgot to mention her name, too, Kiana. And also Chocolate Storm. Oof, two names I forgot. I was thinking to myself, like, did I get everybody? But it was just so many people, y'all, that came out to just show love. Tiffany G as well, to just show love and just, you know, pay homage to a true pioneer in the comedy game, man. This whole flood, man. Major shouts out to her. And I'm so honored, guys. You know, I'm going to just tell you straight out, flat out, as an entertainer, to work and put in the work that I've put in over the years and to be blessed. Kathy Lockhart recommended me and for me to be given the opportunity to showcase my talents, and not only just showcase my talents, but to just be able to be the host of such an event to bring Hope Flood back in town. Man, that was a major big for me, man. And I just thank God for the opportunity, and I thank Hope Flood for giving me the chance to get up there and just be myself, man. It was real humbling. It was a beautiful experience, y'all. I had a lot of fun, man. You know, just up there telling jokes, seeing people smile, and you know, Clipper Man too. I forgot to say Clipper Man. Clipper Man was amazing, guys. I mean, this dude is a defining young talent in the comedy game, man. Clipper Man, y'all gonna be seeing a lot more out of that gentleman, man. The boy he's a force. And for those of you who were in LA this weekend, man, y'all got to go to the Taste of Soul, man. Me and my cousin Shanice, who is on the line, about to come on right now and tell y'all about it, man. We was out there showing out, man. We did our thing. Shanice, welcome to Trey Love Radio, baby. Talk to the people.
What's going on, Cuzzo? First of all, shout out to everybody. You know, I don't know. I just got to give a couple shout outs real quick, Trey, before we start anything, because I believe, you know, you got to give credit to where credit is due, cause, you know, especially, you know, people that have helped you be where you are. So before we start anything, I just got to give a shout out to a couple folks. Are you cool with that?
Run it. It's your time. It's your time. Run it.
All right. First of all, shout out to Skills Hudson and Ryan Evans. Those dudes, they're the reason why I'm even in comedy. You know, had it not been for them, like, letting me be their publicist, I mean, that's what, like, you know, started the whole spark with, like, you know, Shawnee's Well. So, I mean, big ups right now to Skills Hudson and Ryan Evans. Second shout out is to my partner in crime for what's going to come on tomorrow, is Kathy Keith. That's my girl. That's my sister. You know, we're ready to take over, and we're ready to do this thing. And I want to give another young man a shout out, you know, shortly once you bring him on, because I want to, you know, talk to him directly over the airwaves with everybody else. And shout out to you, Cuzzo, for having me on. So I appreciate it. Yeah, but we got it in this weekend, most definitely.
Oh, man, Cuz, didn't we have some fun out there, man? I mean, hey, y'all, I'm going to tell you straight up, check out them Facebook pages, man, Artistically Trey Love and Comedian Trey Love. Man, me and my cousins in the streets. I was handing out the flyers for the Masquerade Ball, which is going to be October 29th, 2011, ladies and gentlemen, 431 West 7th Street. It's going to be at the L.A. Athletic Club. If you was at the Black Party, man, y'all already know, man, how we get it in, man, how down it truly goes, man. You know, it's going to be an amazing party. Hey, look, I see a call on the line, so let me go to a little music real quick because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just put it on out there. We got a major celebrity calling in today, somebody that's like, see, you know how cats say they doing it or doing this or they're doing that. This cat is currently, when I say currently, I mean right now TV, you dig? So, you know, Shanice, I'm going to go ahead and take it to song and see who these people are on the back end because we can't miss the opportunity to have this brother on the line. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Because you know how busy he is. So let me go on and get y'all grooving a little bit. Let me take it to the head, y'all. Forgive me. Excuse me, rapper.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, buddy? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones,
yellow
lambs, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain,
yellow
living room set, lemonade good shoes for my girl.
Scoochie.
My problem sitting on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this more than I can, because it is a lemon. My life don't judge your peaches, but you look more like a lemon. Sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid, paid, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody's serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Kissing in a bicycle going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pissing where I'm running on. That's just how I'm chilling. I'm smoking grits and stealing chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie.
Y'all, man, I told you we're going to have a major celebrity in the building, man. I told you we got one of these current. See, a lot of cats be talking, you know what I'm saying, talking about what they going to do and how they going to do it. But sometimes, you know, when you look on the BET Awards, you look on the red carpet, you know, and you see this brother, okay, yeah, he's out there. He's official, baby. You understand what I'm saying? You see the family cruise. You know what I'm talking about? You know, every comedy club you go to coast, you see this cat pimping, running the game. You understand what I'm saying? Dark skin brothers ain't never left. You understand? This is my guy, my friend and yours, man. It's an honor to have this cat live on blogtalkradio.com/straightloveradio right now. I'm telling you, we're going to let it vibe a little bit for you. I know y'all know who we're talking about, man. Yeah. Hold on. Let me go on and put this post up before I bring him up. This kind of cat, he make the grind to shine. You understand what I'm saying, Chuck? And you heard me. Live right now, y'all. Welcome to Trey Love Radio. Mr. Gary G. Thang Johnson. What's up, G? What's happening with you, man?
What up, what up, what up? I thought you were talking about Kevin Hart for a minute. I'm like, Kevin on the line, too? Hold on, that dude is big who coming on the radio. Is that
right.
Kevin? That might be up on the line? Hold on,
no,
I didn't know they were calling
head.
In, too. This is huge. Come on in on the right time. I'm out of line.
See,
Yeah, that was big right there, boy. Let me get you on the road.
Shanice, you on the line with me?
Yeah, man, I'm on the line. What's up, G, man? Thank you so much for calling in, dude. I appreciate it.
Hey, no. It's all my way to this place that I'm supposed to be at 10 o'clock, and I'm going up Laurel Canyon, and it looks like everybody's going to get plastic surgery. So,
everybody. And,
I'm Laurel Canyon, where, you know, all these white people is, and on the phone, and lips so big. And I know their lips look like that. And so this is a lot of people calls. And she asked.
Well, we glad you took the time out to holler at us for a minute. It sounds like you're breaking up a little bit, man.
Can you hear me now? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
we're
good. Yeah, okay, I was switching ears. Yeah, well, yeah, you know how these phones work. They still ain't figured out this phone. You know, they say the iPhone is the next, and it's faster, this one faster, this one faster, this one faster, but they just keep selling you a $700 phone.
That's it.
Right.
Another $700 phone.
Another $700 phone. I kind of feel bad that Steve Jobs, you know, he died. He was a great man. But they say his funeral is going to be on the iPhone, so you ain't going to be able to call out. Yeah, you ain't going to be able to call out while his funeral is going on. So all you iPhones, all you cats in your iPhones, I just want to warn you, you won't be able to call out between the hours of 1 and 6.
His funeral is going to be on the iPhone. Hold on, man. I got to open up the lines, man, and let these girls get in, man. Shakeisha and Stephanie over here, I know they laughing with us. I got to open them up so they can go on and just holler at you. Ladies, did y'all know that Steve Jobs' funeral is officially going to be on the iPhone?
What is it, an app?
It's gonna be a live funeral right on your phone. So I hope you ain't trying to tweet at that time, because it's gonna be blocked out. Yeah, that's what happened when you invent a phone. You can put your funeral on.
Is that the Steve Jobs edition?
slow. I ride the yellow bus. It's all good.
Hilarious. But no, tomorrow night, Shanice, give her all the information. I want her to bring all her girlfriends and friends. I want her to see the family, aunties, cousins. They all come out because it's going to be crazy tomorrow. I mean, I'm dressing up like Freddy Krueger.
He is so crazy. The show is, first of all, above everything, man, I just want to, I humbly thank you for even hosting a show. I mean, you know, yes, I'm on the scene, I'm doing my thing, but you guys know G-Thing is everywhere. I mean, G-Thing is on the DVD with Mike Epps. He was with the number one stage play
last year. Yeah.
Keeper to Keeper. You know, G-Thing is doing, he is so crazy. He is really doing his thing. He came out. And G-Thing came out and showed me love on my birthday show last year and this year. So, you know, I appreciate you, man.
We mess with Shanice. All her words on her Facebook page be spelled correctly. So, you know, I got to have two friends like that to spell check all my stuff. So I am not going to mess up with a person that can spell that good. You hear me?
You want good people
that spell good. In your friend's entourage. A lot of people got a lot of dumb people hanging around them. They don't know how to spell. They don't know how to text. You got to keep smart people around you. You know what I mean? Because anytime somebody asks you to read something real quick, you won't be able to call somebody. They ain't got an app for dumb. You hear me? They've been trying to work it out.
Real quick.
Oh, God. Let me just give y'all the rundown on this show tomorrow that G-Thing is hosting. First of all, the show is about to be crazy. It's going to be at Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill on Sunset and Gower. Address is 6122 West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90028. The lineup is sick. You know, of course, G is hosting. We have B.T. Kingsley, who was a finalist in the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition this year. Like, top five dudes. Like, he's killing it. You know, was on tour with Eddie Griffin doing his thing. Clayton Thomas, improv comedy store regular. My girl, comedian Carmen, you know, Hollywood improv regular. She's touring all over the country. It's about to be crazy. We got Thurston, you know, DJ Thurston. You know, he coming up and doing his thing. Who else we got on the show? Let me see. My mind has had a freeze right now.
We got a lot of people on the show. It's going to be crazy.
We got a lot of people on the show.
I'm doing 7 hours. So it's going to be, I got to break Dave Chappelle record. I'm going up doing 7 hours and 22 minutes. No, I'm just joking. Get there early.
Oh,
it's going to be crazy.
Oh, my God. I got to say this. Stevie Mack. Shout out to Stevie Mack, who's going to be on the show with Stevie Mack Radio. Stevie Mack hooked up my flyers. That dude, no matter how many times I call him back, like, with changes, because I'm really, really, you know, I'm really picky. And
I like Stevie Mack. Stevie Mack
is on the show. Yeah,
he normally does all our food for us, but now he's going to do some jokes tomorrow. Stevie Mack normally does catering, but since he threw the flyers, and he let me do the radio, we got to give him like 6 minutes. Stevie Mack. Shout out to my cat, Stevie Mack. You my cat. Stevie, but I'm going to tell you, don't have on no horrible outfit when you come to the show, because his pants be high, and he's wearing a real belt with a lot of. Your belt ain't supposed to have buttons on them. So, you know, he got a button up belt.
Hey, okay. Stevie Mack look like a WWF wrestler. Don't he look like a junkyard dog?
He always wears golf clothes, but he don't play no golf. So he got all the kangaroo old clothes. Stevie, I'm just joking with you.
I wasn't even supposed to jump in on that.
Stevie gonna come and holler at me, and I tell you, he is not going. All right, I'm just joking. So, Stephanie, I know you got caught up in the fire and all of this. We just ignorant. I'm just calling traffic. But I want you to come to the show. Bring all your girlfriends. The show going to be bananas. And, you know, sometimes I'm giving to the community. This is part of my work release form, a plan. Work release.
You know what? G-Thang.
Yeah.
You know what's cold, baby? I hit you up the other day, and I asked you for an interview, and you said, thanks for reaching out. You know that's cold.
What did you ask me for an interview?
I just asked you, not even this week, maybe yesterday or the day before.
And I said,
and
I,
you
did
said,
I say
thanks
for reaching
out. Yes, I'm for peace and courage and peace.
Tell her that's better than saying no.
And I said, hey, now I got
to He said, thanks for reaching out, and that was it, y'all.
Hold on. But thanks for reaching out because I'm going to reach back out to you. And here's the funny part about that. This ain't even me on this phone.
Oh, okay. That's one of the new apps. I like PC.
I love that. He said, this ain't even me. Oh, hey, but see, this is what I got to say. See, I'm going to put this out right there live on Trey Love Radio. You know you a big star when people call in as a person to say, I want to say hi, and the jumper nigga about an interview right
yeah,
on the
air. That's how they do it.
Dang. You big when you can't, you got to watch what radio station you call because the other radio station calling in. Hey, hold on.
Hey.
It just dawned on me who he was. I'm like, wait a minute, I just reached out to you and you told me you was going to thank you for reaching out. I thought that was so smooth.
When is your send me the information and I'm going to call in on your show too. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that. You let me know when your lines is clear and I'm going to call and talk to all your people. I know you got some people.
All I'm saying is she need to be grateful. That's better than no.
I'm calling.
Thank you.
You know what, Stephanie? You know,
Steph went right in. She the kind of chick that'll come to your wedding. Hold on now. If anybody got something to say, say something. I got something to say. Go ahead with this little wedding and everything. But I want to say I asked the dude to call me.
And
do my radio before this little wedding. He ain't even she will pop up. You hear me? She is scaring me.
I'm paying for the minister with my EBT card. Okay?
I'm glad you said it now before you came to the show. If you would have said it at the show, I would like, oh, what the hell? I'm ambushed.
Oh, no. Wait.
I have been ambushed.
Oh,
Lord.
Send me all the information. I got you.
Oh, Lord.
And
yeah,
I'm going to send you a friend request.
With my EBT card.
Don't do it. Come to the show, you got a drink on me. That's real spit. And I got them. Yeah.
Now I'm
going
to tell you, I'm going to come looking for you on Facebook, and don't be trying to act like you don't know who I am.
Oh, wow.
You done called my name out about 4 or 5 times.
You know why I said your name 4 or 5 times, Steph? Let me tell you why I said it.
Because
my ex name was Steph, and when I tell you she stole all the furniture out the house, that's how I know that name. Every time.
Well, I ain't gonna steal your furniture.
And let me tell you something. I hope you ain't no Virgo.
No, I'm a Sagittarius. So I'm not gonna steal your furniture.
You made it too, because I'm about to send all Stephanie and all Virgos is about to get it.
She
took all the furniture out the house and let all the air out, the tires in the cars. Now, why? What kind of evil person would just let the air out in the tires? You know, that's
he said your name with defense. He said your name with defense. Oh, Steph.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I know
for
I
real.
Know abbreviation
yeah.
and all of that.
Yeah.
That's
he wanted to make sure there was no confusion.
Right.
I know only one step.
Well, now you know two.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping you the good one. I hope you stay on the
yeah.
to the other Stephanie.
Yeah, good through and through.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate y'all. And I'm telling you something.
Yeah. He said yeah. Uh-huh.
Where you from, Steph?
I'm from L.A.
Oh, okay. I want no problem about y'all L.A. women because y'all been doing this game thing for a while.
Nah.
So,
cousins,
I know
cousins, all
I know you.
Bangers. They daddy
I know you know
brother.
A few people that live off in that jungle. So,
no, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do the jungles. That's
well,
even rough
right.
for me. I'm a gangster. Don't get me wrong. I'm a gangster.
Steve. He claims to quit. I'm a gangster.
Hey, man, I want to really take the time and tell this brother thank you for calling in to the radio show, man. Y'all, we just had Gary G. Thang Johnson live on with us, man. Shanice, appreciate you for that, girl. Real talk.
Diamond Life Entertainment, baby. We don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Also, shout out to the Brett Riley. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Brett Riley hooked up with Mike F. Before, too. So Brett Riley's going to be on the show, too. So I just want to make sure I put that in here, you know, with him. Yeah, Brett
Denise,
Riley.
Denise, may I drop a dime in your ear real quick?
Yes, you can.
If you don't mind, just to give you a little comfort, you know, we're going to definitely keep your mom in prayers. I actually had a line put in my arm last year. It was easy breezy. And I'm definitely going to keep her in my prayers and keep you, and I want you to be comforted. It is a very easy, simple surgery. Of course, every surgery is dangerous, but it's simple and easy, and she will be comforted. And definitely keeping you in our prayers, okay?
I appreciate that, sweetie. I'm going to keep you in my prayers, too. And, you know, what I didn't say was G said his aunt was going through the same thing. My aunt just had a lumpectomy here at the same hospital 2 months ago. Her and my mother had the same type of, you know, cancer in the same breast. But my mom has breast and lung cancer. So, you know, but God is able. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I said that to say that I look at myself, you know, I want to be an example to everyone else that no matter what you're going through, you have to still push forward and pursue your dreams and know that God has got you. It's taken everything in me to get out there and network at Taste of Soul Saturday with my cousin Trey. It's taken everything in me to keep producing these shows, to keep networking, you know, but if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's no excuses for anybody. So if you're sitting at home right now and you feel like, you know, your life is not where it needs to be, get up and write out a list of goals and get up and network. If you got $2 in your pocket,
exactly.
Get up and network and begin to rub elbows with people. Let them know what it is that you do. Let them know what it is with service that you can offer to them. And God will bless you to be where you need to be. So that was, you know, that was my whole purpose for saying that. It's not for pity, it's not for sympathy. I know God has got me covered. You know, I go to see a refuge. Shout out to Bishop Noel Jones. So I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I get that.
Hey,
you know,
I understand, definitely. I can testify to that. You know, just two years ago, I lost my eyesight and my kidneys all at the same time.
Wow.
I was like, you know what? I don't have the time to sit and have no pity party. Life's still going to move on with or without me, so I might as well move along with it.
Bless your heart. Well, you sound awesome. You know, you sound like a victory in your voice.
Definitely.
I know we're joking and laughing, but, you know, you got to give God the credit no matter what you're doing. So I just wanted to take our time right now to give God the credit, you know, and, you know, thank him for everything. Because
and you never know who you touching. You never know who you touching. She actually touched me. I was scared to get my line. And she convinced me to get it. I, too, am blind and have lost my kidneys. And she convinced me. You know, I went blind before her, but I didn't lose my kidneys at the same time. Mine deteriorated slowly. But she convinced me to get along because I was running. I wasn't going to do it. So you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're helping. But the best thing to do is keep a positive tongue. Keep a positive tongue.
Absolutely. And go to the doctor and get yourself checked. If you don't have medical coverage, you guys find out about your nearest clinic. You know, you know, there are programs that are available. You know, there are, you know, certificate programs that are available to help you to get medical care for whatever it is that you need. Because, like I said, you know, oftentimes we don't take care of ourselves. You know, yes, I'm producing a comedy show tomorrow. Me and Kathy are producing a comedy show tomorrow with G-Thing. But I could not produce that show if I don't go to the doctor and get myself checked out. You know, so you have to make sure you keep yourself checked out. You know, women, get your breast checking. You know, men, get your prostate checking. You know, get your prostate checked. I mean, you know, that's very, very, very important, you know, because we often, you know, especially in our community, you know, we have a tendency of just going and we don't take care of ourselves, you know.
Right.
And God, this cancer is in stage 3, you know, where the doctor says, okay, it's right in the middle, but we can catch, you know, but we still have to, you know, keep things monitored. So, you know, let's stay on top of our health, folks, because, you know, partying at the club is cool, but, so we got to make sure that we are right when we leave the club, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, I want to go on and jump in. And first of all, I want to just sit back and say I love when blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio takes a life of its own. You guys see where we went? We went from having a beautiful comedic moment to sharing about our loved ones that are here and going through different things that we may not know about. This is something that has touched me. While you ladies were talking, this is what I was doing. I was writing, and I want to approach all of you about joining me, and let's set up a women's health show possibly
absolutely.
Once a week. I think that would be something.
Oh,
okay,
absolutely.
There we go.
Absolutely.
So, ladies, I want to, yeah. See, y'all got to understand, I'm so creative, so, like, in my head, I'm sitting here, like, listening to this, and see, here's the thing, too. I know that, for those of you who know me, I know Shaquise knows, she listens often, but I lost my mother to breast cancer, brain and lung cancer, and she was only 42 years of age. So my thing is, knowing, you know, even with my own children, to the families, you know, these women are the foundation of the home and the household. So I want to just put flat out there for real, ladies, if we can kind of sit down and really get a show together, and let's really put some stuff out there, and let's get together. Because I'm going to tell you, if you guys, for those of you who saw me and Shanice out there this weekend, man, I swear to goodness, boy, I ain't hustled like that since I felt like I was back in the day hustling, man. I promise you, man, because he was out there kidding. I mean, y'all should have heard of y'all. Shanice was running up to people. Hey, yeah, this is my cousin, Trey Love, right here. Yeah, he hosted that J-Spot last night. He's actually going to be there tonight for Hope Flood. Yeah, and see, no, me, I'm a comedy promoter. See, my show is Wednesday. G-Thang, yeah, from the family, I was like, she is running it. You hear me? Cousin was like a train going north. I was sitting back like, run it, baby. I promise to goodness. I mean, it was like she was the Mac, and I was just riding. Like, tell me what to do.
That's what you do, though. You know, it's like, you know, success doesn't come, you know, by closing your mouth. You know, you have to get
That's right.
You know, and Facebook, absolutely, you know, absolutely, Facebook, Twitter, those are absolutely pivotal tools in, you know, advancing for, you know, for success. But you have to get up off of your butt and network with people. I mean, that's the only way. You have to open your mouth. You have to be proficient when you open your mouth. You have to approach people directly. You know, you have to be kind of semi-assertive aggressive, you know, not overly aggressive, but, you know, it's a skill called tactfulness. You'll get it if you keep doing it over time. You have to, you know, to do it. You know, and like I said, you know, you were doing your thing. You know, you're my cousin. I'm going to support you. Number one, you're my family. But number two, you're my family and you're on top of your game. So that's going to make me double support you. And, of course, you know, I'm going to promote what you do and I'm going to promote what I do because that's what Diamond Life Entertainment does. You know, it's
right.
No limit. So it's like, you know, it was nothing for me. I mean, it was crazy because we had to park literally like a mile away from where the Texas
right.
Star was. And before we even touched Crenshaw and King, Trey and I ran into literally like 20 people we knew collectively, you know, because,
yep.
Like, we're the king and queen of networking. You know, it's that major with us. But there's something to be said about that. There's something to be said about that when you don't even reach your starting point for your mark and you already run into 20 people. And then once we got at Crenshaw and King, it was just like a flash flood. It was like a virus from that point, wasn't it, Trey? How many people ran into? Y'all see the pictures. The pictures is on Facebook. Hey, we don't have to lie about it. You know, you guys look on Trey's page and mine, and you'll see everything for yourself. So that wasn't even everybody. I mean, we didn't even make it all the way down. We didn't make it to Rodeo Road.
We were running in the stars. Tell them about the young lady. What's the young lady name? Gabrielle Dennis, who was in the game,
yeah.
And she was on the I know y'all know the Geico commercial, not the Geico commercial, but
the State Farm
commercial where the girl was like, oh yeah, that's what kind of man you like. I mean, that's what kind of woman you want and stuff. And they switched characters. She's a real popular girl. We ran into the other young lady.
Yeah,
I can't
Gabrielle,
think of her name.
First of all,
and then the other young lady
too.
That's doing a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to also to Unindulgent Concept Hair Studio. That's,
I have my own entertainment company,
but I am also a professional hair designer, you know, for the last 13 years. I've been raised in a salon since I was 6. My auntie, shout out to her, Debbie, breast cancer survivor, Debbie's New Attitude Hair Designs on King and Crenshaw, where I got my foundation, you know, to be able to work at IC Hair Studio, owned by the incomparable Miss Kim Berry, hair designer to Prince for 20 years. Co-owned with LaQuinta McGee Jones. So Kim and LaQuinta, that's their salon together. But I'm also an operator there. And Gabrielle comes there to get her hair done by my other co-worker. Shout out to her, Tiffany Denise Daughtry. Tiffany does. Angela Vanessa Simmons come there. She does Nicole Ari Parker. You know, Gabrielle, of course. Keely from the Cheetah Girls. So, you know, Tiffany gets it in, you know, and does her thing. So Tiffany, you know, does Gabrielle's hair. And Gabrielle comes in the salon. And that's where, you know, I remembered her from, besides, you know, the game and, you know, being on those commercials. But sweetheart, down to earth, you know, being in this game, Trey knows. We run into so many people who are just like fake and, you know, they're not down to earth and, you know, because they know somebody. But, you know, me, I keep myself around people who, like, are doing their thing, but they're humble. Gabrielle Dennis, that young lady is humble. So you guys make sure you definitely Google her, Facebook her, you know, keep up with what she's doing. You know people that she can network with. She's doing her thing as it is. But, you know, you always open up yourself to network with other people. So shout out to Gabrielle Dennis this morning for, you know, just being sweet all the way around. You know, even some little girls that were standing right there, that they were, like, in, like, awe of her because they saw her on TV. And she was so sweet to them. This man came up and asked for an autograph. She signed it, like, right away. So,
hey, it was a trip to see all that, man. The little girl was starstruck, y'all. She was looking up at Gabrielle like, oh, my God, I see you on TV. It was just the cutest thing. The little girl's eyes was just bugged out. I was just like, wow. It was just amazing, man. I mean, the Taste of Soul, man, if you missed the vision, man, you missed a big old major fat party, man. Shout out to Victor Allen, Impact Stereo. Arsenal was there. Let me say, because I'm even looking on your page, seeing all the folks. Remember the actress, producer, filmmaker, Joanna Rambo? She was there, man. Yo, as soon as she saw me, y'all, she was like leading man. Yo, I'm telling you, Trey Love getting out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Joanna Rambo. Got to hit her, man. And then the rap cats was there. What's my cat's name?
Ammo
and them. KOD.
And Dr. Martin Facebook Williams of Ammo Entertainment and Kyote, my boy of Tipsy Entertainment. They'll be in the house tomorrow as well. But follow those dudes, too, because they are doing their thing.
Did y'all get to try some good food yesterday? I mean, on Saturday?
Oh, tell them about the food, cuz. Tell them about the food.
Let me tell you how it is when you are in the game of not hustling people, but you are on top of your hustle. When me and Trey got there, you know, we were hungry, you know, because I had worked at the salon, and bam, from there I left and went to Taste of Soul. So when we got there, we were like, okay, we're going to network for a minute, and we're going to get something to eat. So 5 hours later, after we're done networking, because when you're in a zone with networking, sometimes, you know, you can't stop and eat because that breaks, you know, that breaks the flow of what's, you know, of guys.
What's going on.
People.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to fast. You know what I'm saying? When you fast, you know, it's a certain energy that comes along with that. So Trey and I, we're making connections left and right. People talking about they want to produce shows with me. People talking about they want to book him for shows. You know, they want to, you know, book him for movies. Like what he said with my girl Joanna, who I know since 8th grade at Audubon. So when you're in that flow of energy, you can't stop. So once the flow of energy calms down, Trey and I, you know, we end up at my boy, shout out to my boy Danny Griffin, co-owner of Wingstop, who I was with last Monday at Layla Hathaway's listening party. Danny Griffin's Wingstop spot on Crenshaw next to Robeck, that's where Trey and I ended up. You know, we ended up eating at Wingstop. And then my boy, you know, Dr. Martin and Kyote, they ended up coming in up in there with us, and we got the picture on Facebook. You know, we got the picture on Facebook. So we got the picture of me eating the chicken, you know, Dr. Martin eating the french fry. And, you know, if you see, you know, we don't have to just talk about it. We live it. You know, you see it in the picture, the proof is in the pudding. So, you know, shout out to those dudes, you know, for, you know, kicking it with us. We discussed business. And it was just, it was a wonderful thing. I was eating, and I got up, and I saw them. I'm like, oh, I said, them is my boys. Let me come get them. And they came back, and we kicked it, and they're like, man, we're going to talk about this show. Shawnee, they was like, we wouldn't want to talk to you anyway for a minute, but, you know, we just figured you was too busy. So I just want to put it out there with everybody. Shawnee Swell, because Down Life Entertainment is never too busy. If it's an opportunity, hey, let's sit down, let's talk about it, let's work out something, and let's make it happen. You know, it's one thing to talk about.
I'm going
to
hook up with you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to come look at all
of y'all.
Y'all see how it goes down on Trey Love Radio. Y'all see how it goes down on Trey Love Radio, man. It's all the way live, man. We had Gary G. Thang in the building, Mr. Johnson, man, coming through, showing all that love, man, bringing all that funny to us. Man, we got my cousin, major promoter, Shawnice Wells, hairdresser, you know. And, oh, yeah, that's why I get my wig tight, too. That's why your boy be kind of fly. You know what I'm saying? I'm over there where the stars get it right and get it tight. You understand? And that's church. You heard me? You know, I got to go on and give a shout-out to my girl, Steph. Steph, for coming in, showing love, being through, you know what I'm saying, bringing to the station what you bring to it, love, you know what I'm saying. Welcome to what we do over here at Trey Love Radio, and I'm looking forward to doing much more with you and having you on, and we definitely will be making you ladies aware. We're going to get a show together to just, I'm going to let women get on and discuss health. That's something that I think is very important. It's vital to the betterment of our future. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Invest in yourselves and invest in your future. That's an investment in your children and just your whole life. I'm loving that. And also to my girl, Shaquise. Shaquise is just a Trey Love supporter, man. She has just been so down, so supportive. Anytime I just need somebody to call in and tell a friend and tune in and let them know that the Playboy Comedy is in, Shaquise be pushing. And I just want to thank her for her spirit, her energy, and her continued support of my radio station and show. Also, I want to shout out my homegirl, Chevette. I see you on this, sweetheart. Thank you so much for your continued support. Thank all the people that bring me what they bring me, to Monica Hughes, holding me down, just bringing so much love and earthiness and that East Coast game to Trey Love Radio. Also, my main man, AJ Alexander, adding a finesse flavor to the show, man, to the EOTM family out there. All y'all showing love, Carla and the crew, man. Just shout out to y'all for just helping me produce and bring these numbers, man. Shout out to my folks, man, out there. You know what I mean? Just the people, everybody that's showing me love and support me. I really appreciate y'all. And we're taking this to the next level, man. And again, you know, when you get the likes of a Gary G thing, Johnson calling in to your show, you know, that's big. Yeah, see, I'm going to show you how God works. That's by way of my cousin. You see, you have to have resources, you know. And sometimes you have to go to someone for help to be able to bring you a certain type of name, you know. And that's something that a lot of us, I don't think, really appreciate or are willing to work our avenues or network and work our angles. You got to show people love. And when you show people love, you're going to get love back. You reap what you sow, and that's real. I don't care what anybody says or what you may think. The world has an excellent accounting system. It's perfect. So ensure that you will reap what you sow. If you're sowing good seeds and you're putting certain passion out there, certain love, certain concerns, and certain realism out there, it's going to come back to you. But when you're putting selfishness out there and you're putting, you know, like my mother used to tell me, y'all, my mother used to tell me, if your hand is not open to give, then it's not open to receive. So therefore, you know, you end up messing yourself up the more selfish you are. I'm not saying give away all of your goods, but what I am saying is have a giving of a smile, of love, of peace and contentment. Show something to people. And it's about giving back, man. And that's why I feel so blessed today, y'all, with everything that has happened with my career. Like, seriously, y'all, I am so humble right now. I mean, people know I've talked stuff, and, you know, I've even known I was maybe a little arrogant, a little cocky, but the more God blesses me, it's funny because it's the more humble I am, the more humble I become, because it's like it's his blessings. Now it's time to give him the homage and glory, because he's the one who pulled me all the way from where I was to bring me where I am, to be hosting for Hope Flood, to be able to showcase my talent in front of all these major people, to run into people that are saying, hey, I'm going to put you in a movie. That's blessings, man, and that's love, man. And I just want to thank all of you for supporting me. And trust me, y'all, trust me to the people that's holding me down. No matter what happens in life, one thing they're not going to be able to say about Trey is that he quit, because I'm going to keep going, y'all. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be an inspiration to myself, to my family, to my kids, to you, and to me. Everything I say, y'all, I feel, you know what I mean? Because I got to give back, y'all. I'm trying to live my life as an example to others, man. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little music, man, and we're going to come back. So y'all tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. Don't forget, I got a very special guest coming up in the next 10 minutes, man. You know, all the way from the East Coast. It's going to be Lady Holly, y'all. It's going down, man. This is blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, and I'm about to take a spin. You want to get like me? Jump.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh. Coming with?
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
Sexy.
I love
it. How you
my shade, cause the fame is blinding my eyes.
my God. I know how Ozzy's eyes must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vein of heart. It'll change those since he had love for you. It's a stranger when your fame starts. It's a chain reaction, locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness.
When your friends is
Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz like music for chairs. About where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And I'm
you're blinded by the
extra.
You need that.
You're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir. It's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you. Don't lie, don't fly. You addicted to the lights. Without the fame, how you gonna survive? It's like living on heroin. You so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
Become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi. Blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Everyone's following Marilyn. Hopping over the air just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimmy Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. Mother Dick drug in the world.
Hey, welcome back to Trey Love Radio, baby. blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. What's going down, man? Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, baby. Take a stand. 310-861-2317. Call in and give me some, man. You know what I'm saying? Lines lit up, man. The show's taking a beautiful life of its own. What I'm going to do real quick, y'all, is I'm going to get these birthday shops and these pokes out the way because of my next guest coming on. She's a phenomenal artist, man. I have so much to share with you about this woman. She's an inspiration, y'all. And when I give you this bio, you're just going to be amazed by this woman, man. She's a mother, author, actress, friend. I mean, just so many wonderful things about this lady, man. She's like that Renaissance woman, man. Some, you know, the type of person that you could just be around and feel and vibe with, you know. So it's going to be a hell of a half, the second half of the show, y'all. So let me get these folks out the way and get these women rocked. And then get on back. Lakeisha, get your poke, baby. Liz, get your poke. And remember, ladies, I will only say your first name, won't say your last, because I don't want to get you into any trouble. Mary, you get your poke. Now, let me keep on stroking down. This is the favorite part of the show. Monica, you get your poke. Elizabeth, you get your poke. Robin, you get your poke. Abby, you get your poke. Hold on. Stephanie, you get your poke. Nisha, you get your poke. Milan, you get your poke. Penny, you get your poke. This is fun. I'm sorry. Nobody get mad with me. Linda, you get your poke. Cynthia, you get your poke, darling. Lori, you get your poke. Kim, you gonna get your poke. Wow. All these women. These are just my friend girls. Kathy, you get your poke. Nika, you get your poke. Isis, you get your poke. Janika, you get your poke. My baby mama gonna kill me. MC Raw, yeah, you get your poke, young lady. Raquel, you get your poke. Carmen, you get your poke. Gabby, you get your poke. No, that's Teddy Bear. I'm sorry. You get your poke, sweetheart. All my lady friends. Kathy, Kat, you get your poke. Carnita, you get your poke. Sydney, get your poke. Shannon, you get your poke. There's a lot of pokes today, y'all. I haven't been on in a while. Bridget, you get your poke. T, Tiffany, you get your poke. Marcia, you get your poke. Radiant, you get your poke. Paula, you get your poke. Danielle, you get your poke. Whew. And that's the end, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for malingering a bit, but it was kind of fun today. I don't know why. I kind of enjoy poking them. So you know what I do. Once I poke them, I rock them.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
blogtalkradio.com/trailerradio 310-861-2317. Tell a friend, tell them again that the Playboy Comedy is in. It's Cool to Me Tuesdays, y'all. October 18th, 11:17 a.m. And y'all know we're doing it coast to coast with this thing, right? So we had G-Thang in L.A. Now I got my girl, Lady Holly, out there from the East Coast, you hear me? She has been so patient, so loving, so wonderful. Y'all go to my Facebook page, man, right now, Artistically Trey Love, or Comedian Trey Love. I'm finna show you her link and just go on and show you what I'm working with this morning. Day and night singers sing. Then there is Lady Holly. Dreams do come true. That is not a lie. I've had the ability to live my life multiple times. As an entertainer, producer, writer, business professional, mother, and friend. It has taken me some time to realize that you have to be in your season to flourish. Well, this is my season. Those are words directly from our special guest, Miss Lady Holly. Let's welcome her to Trey Love Radio. What's up, young lady? How you doing today?
I am doing so good. How are you?
I am great. What's up?
You guys had a ball. You guys had a ball.
You heard us, right? You heard us,
right? Y'all were carrying on. Carrying on. I was like, all right, I'll get it.
You know how we do. You know how we do. That's how we do it over here on Trey Love Radio. So let's talk, sweetie. I want to get all up into you because your whole style. I was peeping your music, your vibe. I'm like, oh, this one here, you know.
That's
you
so
know, I'm loving that. I'm loving that, mama.
Yeah.
I like when people put mama. I like women. Y'all put mama on y'all resume. I'm going to start putting daddy on mine.
There you go.
That's what I got to start doing. I got to start. That's what I'm going to do with mine. Let me put that on there. It'd be like a friend, you know, comedian, actor, daddy. I'm going to throw that on mine. And then I'm going to put in parentheses, thanks to Lady Holly. This is amazing, her thing, you know. Trey Love, he daddy.
Hey, always for the shout out. No joke. That's
what. Well, so tell me about your US EP entitled Lady H. Tell me a little bit about that. Give the people some PR on that one, Vet.
Yes, yes. Well, for a long time, I've been singing overseas, and I decided that I wanted to do an R&B album. I called it my Grown and Sexy album. And working with wonderful producer who's grew up with me out in Queens. I'm actually from California, so I have to tell you.
Oh, wait, you're from out this way?
Yes, I'm from San Bernardino.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I live in New York, so it's funny, you know. So, because I wanted to go to high school performing arts, and some of my parents were bicoastal at the time, so I got to go and got to meet some fantastic people. So, Aaron Freedom Lyles has been one of the best friends I could ever have and a fantastic producer and really decided to create some stuff that would allow me to focus and show my range and I call it, you know, the sweet and sexy side. So that's been a really, really great project and we're done. And right off the tailwinds of ending that, the American Ballet Theater in Los Angeles actually is doing a ballet on my music. So I've had to redo. At the same time, we've been doing this music for the album. I had to turn around and recompose it for ballet. So it's been interesting. So hopefully the intent is to take the ballet from L.A. to New York to Moscow, which is like my other home, back from Moscow. And we haven't figured out the return trip, but we're going to start in Cali. Somewhere we're going to hit New York. We know we're hitting Moscow. We think we might hit Atlanta because Sim Stevenson, who's working on this project with me, took a moment out from his Grammy Award-winning status, you know, with Naturally 7 and Michael Bublé to take a minute and get connected on this project. So it's been a labor of love. It really has been. I'm too blessed to be stressed ever. And when you realize that, it's a different flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm liking that. I'm liking that. You got me, like I said, you know, I love doing shows like this because, you know, when I'm talking to real people that do what I do, you know, we're in that field of entertainment,
yeah.
You know, to where, you know, when you have to find, it gets to a point in your life, you know, I think we realize it, you know, as we grow, it gets to a point in life, you just have to find your own peace.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, too blessed to be stressed. Hey, I'm dropping my albums. I'm doing my music. I'm doing my radio show. Like, yo, I'm having the time of my life. I ain't worried about what you're doing. I'm over here having me a good time right now. You feel me?
You know, he's like, look, I'm doing, I mean, because you're so cool, you're like, look, okay, let me tell you what's going on with me, right? You know, and, I did my collaborations and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, somebody was wonderful that I worked with, you know, so, hey, and, you know, from there, I'm just, you know, I'm busting it on out like that, bam. So let's talk
there
about
you
your book. Let me see here. Let me read the rest
of
this.
Ooh, I knew you weren't going with that. Let that go.
Oh, I ain't finished with you. Yo, I'm looking at this bio. See, I'm already knowing your vibe. That's why I'm playing with it. I'm teasing them because they don't know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. That's why I'm playing a little bit like, yeah, you know. So, okay, she released her EP, y'all, entitled Lady H. I'm so high with excitement. I can't breathe. I'm so waiting on the last revision of a series of books that I've written called A Big Girl's Bedtime Book. I love it. That was too funny to me. And under her alias.
Yes, the Era Whole Book is my alias. That's just been fun. I think as a writer, I think sometimes I go into the shed to write. And during like the television strike, I decided, you know, books are important. And of course, you know, iPad and the Nook and the Kindle and all these devices to read a book. It was like, you know what? I should do a series of short stories that don't take you all night to read. You know, commitment was that they were going to be really short, really quick, and to really start you know, turning them out so people could have, you know, what I call a pre-booty call, before
Ooh.
Booty call.
Hey.
Have a little excitement because I feel like, you know, we have so much reality TV and we have so much stuff coming at us that people, I mean, I'm in the clubs. You just like, you'll be able to understand this moment. I'm in the club and I'm getting ready to perform, but everybody in the club was on their device, and the boys were on one side, the girls were on the other, and I was
everybody
like,
on their device.
I was like, am I back in grade school? Because
I like
feel
the way
like
she said they device.
Yeah, whatever
yeah,
device
like
it was.
They was on
you know,
their device.
They were on their devices, and in the club, they don't even need strobe lights no more. There's so many people on their devices that we could have lit the club up with just the damn smartphones.
Oh,
and I'm like,
that is hilarious.
Adults don't talk to each other. They don't, and much less the portrayal of women in these videos.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, women are just supposed to be ready. I'm supposed to just drop it like it's hot instantaneously. But I'm like, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me, boo boo? How are you going to help me get to my special place? So, you know, I think men, you know, all the imagery that we see, I think men think that there's
terrible.
this instant gratification comes and women don't get theirs. And I'm all about women being ladies and getting theirs. And I had to write. So, bedtime story is all about
it. I'm a lover. I get worried when a woman don't get it. I'd be like, you okay? You need to get this.
There you go.
I am a lover. I mean, I need her to be completely satisfied. I'm not trying to just win. It's not a race. This is love. Mate, let me stop because I'm getting warm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I've been accused of creating children for people. I have one friend.
You working
I have
on
one friend
right now.
There you go. I have a boyfriend who, she and her husband, every time they come to see me, they would get this child, and they would come, depending upon when I hit New York, and all of a sudden they were like, Holly, we can't come see you anymore. We're not trying to have no more kids. I was like, wow.
For real. Hard enough stuff.
Because the music, I'll show you how the music is. You don't understand how you're making me feel. Inside, and baby, said you don't realize that I can't give up on the way you give it to me. You give it to me.
I'm looking for a condom. I'm looking for a condom right now. As I'm just looking for a condom. No, you can't say no. Hold on. Like we said, make babies. I can see why. That's why I'm looking for a condom. I'm taking preventative measures. Yes, that was nice. That was real nice. So, hold on. I'm at a little small loss for words. So give me a second to drink some water.
Get some water.
Hold on, went down the wrong pipe. Hold on.
Okay. Woo. Okay. We got some callers on the line. I want to just let them. I ain't even gonna ask them names. I'm gonna just open the lines up and let them talk because y'all heard that, lady.
Trey, you so nasty.
I can't help myself.
You're
y'all
so
make me like
nasty.
This.
Nasty. You sound good. You sound good. Yeah, you sound really good.
Now I see why you. I see why you got people making babies.
There you go. There you go. See, remember when we, back in the day, I'm not dating myself. I was at home. I wasn't in the basement. But I remember when the grown folks used to go downstairs and kick on the little special light, and you'd hear giggling. But you'd hear records that would
that
change
red
your
light.
Life.
That red light.
Mm-hmm.
That red light. I'm finna get me
there you
one
go.
Today. I'm getting one today. You just
you
brought back
a
memory. 19. Oh, I ain't even going to say no. I was just
see,
say
now,
19.
Don't.
Yeah, the stuff they play today, they don't understand. I mean, back then, they was causing lyrical orgasms. You know
there
what
you
I
go.
Mean?
Yes, Lord.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Okay, now y'all making me want to tell one of my stories. Right? See, like my mama and daddy, they love Smokey Robinson. You know, that was their thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Smokey be singing that sweet stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I just would love the way, like you said, they put that red light on. And what kind of liquor did y'all mom and daddy drink?
Oh, ooh, that man of
Jack Daniels.
Round Royal,
I love the way everybody does. Ooh, Jack did a raw. Everybody
oh,
hey,
you know, I had to
hey,
take it back with that man of Chevitz, though.
Chevitz. Because I know y'all know, we all know, I know we were little, but we remember them bottles and they had them little pretty tops on them. Like, I couldn't
mm-hmm.
wait to be grown. I wanted to drink me some of that. It looked like, the Bodex.
I wanted the purple bag.
I was
going to
say, the Couvercier bag. The Couvercier bag had became, it held my Legos. The Couvercier bag had Barbie clothes.
Yo, money.
Money, yeah.
Bag. That bag, you couldn't tell me anything about that bag. That bag was the bomb.
I wanted that bag.
You were doing things when you got
there
hold
you
of
go.
That bag.
But remember when you first heard Diana Ross tell you, she said, if there's a cure for this, I don't want it. And you were like, what's she talking about?
Right.
To sexual healing, to, you know, for me.
I don't know. You might make me want to jump to the other side. I mean, really.
I
see what
she's
talking about now.
She got everybody like, go ahead.
Okay, she put this airiness in it like.
Right. And then she's
like,
real nice.
Well, no, I had to.
You know what? I'm going to play a quick song. Give me 1 second, Lady Holly. This song, I'm going to play for you and the girls, okay?
Wait, what are they talking about?
No, this is for
hello. This for y'all. This song right here, this next song I'm finna play is for you, Lady Holly, and the girls. For all the girls that I like, the girls in my life, my friend girls, especially you ladies that are on the line with me right now. This show done went on ahead and kicked in the second gear. We're gonna come right back. I only wanna play one song, and then we're going to come right back.
I'm
about it. Oh, Oh, yeah. Come back home. Please don't procrastinate. Am I lying, lady?
No, sir.
Ain't that the one that they had planned? And like you say, we were young, but we wanted to know. What y'all doing?
You know, it's funny.
I'm sorry. I'm hanging on you. That song got stuff moving. So
you worked up too.
While you reminiscing, I'm trying to make memories.
Look at me. You worked up too. Lady Holly, you gonna have to. You need your own segment. You gonna call?
Oh,
you
no,
need
you gotta
calling,
do it. You gotta do a late night
Lady
show.
The lady, right? She needs a show. She's the Lady Holly work 'em up show.
See, you ain't even been on here long and starting trouble.
Yeah, this gonna be her theme song. You want us to start you off like that, Lady Holly?
There you go. Yeah,
hold
man.
On, here she go, y'all. blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio because everybody on the line right now is hot. I'm wondering if everybody on the internet listening is as hot as we are right now.
You know, Trey is always trying to squeeze in him a threesome. He's got a foursome
right now.
He's notorious for that.
He done upgraded. He's on the four.
There you go.
He on the big and better things.
He's always
now I don't know if it was just me or my imagination, but when that song was playing, all I heard was Lady H. I heard that. Did somebody do that, or was it me?
Go to my page, y'all, and look at her picture. Lady H is fine, chocolate, fine as she wanna be. Look like a cat. Looks like a damn cat. I'm telling you, scratch me.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get up on her book. I want to get up on her book, though, A Big Girl's Bedtime Book.
A Big Girl's Bedtime. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
talk about that, Lady Holly, real quick. Give her some of that, because I still got to get to the end of this resume. That, and I'm over here dying laughing. When I read it, y'all going to die. So go ahead, give us a little bit of that.
Well, that is all about, again, like giving people – foreplay. I feel like, you know, everything is so quick. So we got McDonald's of sex, and I'm Burger King. I like to have it my way. I like to get in there, in and out, you know, burger. Take a little while.
She go again.
I'm sorry.
She go again.
When I grew up, remember when you know back in the day, there were magazines, and you had to use your creativity, and you didn't have all these videos every 2 minutes, and you didn't have all these images in your brain, so you had to think about stuff. And I think, you know, part of the reason why, you know, divorce and relationships fail is because we don't take our time to get into people. It's all about, you know, this instant gratification. And so Big Girl's Bedtime Story is just a wonderful 40 to 50 page ride of each of them are different, so each story can take you on a love affair. One of them is just a hardcore, you know, lust fest. The other one, they all have different. They play out differently for everybody's fetish or everybody's fantasy.
They're
really
all the right words.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy. Oh God.
But
yeah, I think
okay,
women, we're so suppressed. I think you know, interestingly enough, that you love women, but I think that they're, interestingly enough, we're so suppressed. We have to be a certain way when we're in the home and we're commuting and we're at dysfunction or we're at work, and everything is suppressed. Everything is don't yell, don't cry, don't scream. Well, I'm so, my heritage is so rich that I scream, yell, bite, scratch, and curse. So, you know, you gotta enjoy yourself. And if you can't enjoy yourself in the bedroom, where can you enjoy yourself? So Big Girl Story is just for that. And to teach people some tricks. I think people forgot about rose petals. I think people forgot about dipping chocolate and things that you can play with. And I think people forgot about all that. They're not taking their time. They're not getting it. So it's also an instruction manual.
Listen, I got you. I'm sitting over here going real slow. I got you. Slow.
There you go.
Nah, see, like, now that we're speaking on this subject, I'm just going to be, like, totally, I'm going to go somewhere with you. I'm just tell you the truth. Yes, I do consider myself in ways pretty much a sexologist because I do study different aspects and different things because, see, what turns one woman on may not turn another woman on. You know what I mean? So you got to make sure that, you know, love the one you with, learn, and really be able to manipulate her body into orgasmic full pleasure. And see, here's the thing. Like, you know, when you're in a capacity with someone that you love, there is no holes barred or no boundary that you are willing to go to ensure complete and total orgasmic pleasure to your partner.
I agree. Well, good
I am
for
worked.
You.
Thank you.
He said I am worked.
Thank you. Oh, goodness. Are you single?
Am I
no.
No, I'm not.
Take another swallow. Trey, take another swallow.
Yeah, are you single?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, what? Oh, man. I'm on lock.
Wait.
I'm on lock. I'm marriedwithkids.com.
Cool. Oh, no, it's cool. We could all hang out.
What you say, Trey? Bring a friend.
The more the merrier.
I bring. Hey, look. I bring a few of my friends. You.
Ooh, sounds like a commercial. And so on, and so on, and so on, and so on.
And then we could be friends,
and then we could be friends, and so on.
You want to bring a few of your
take
friends.
Your ginseng and your ginkgo biloba and all of that. You what?
I'll
you
be ready.
Work out.
I'm be, what? You say something. I'll be stretched.
He done ran his 4 miles this morning. You ready to go?
Hey,
I eat me some Cheerios. I ain't even playing, like, you know.
That's right.
Wait, you ate some Cheerios and Wheaties mix.
It is a Wheaties, right?
Wheaties.
Breakfast of Champions.
Oh my God! Help me! Oh, Bobby,
he had his Wheaties
with that special protein powder.
Lady
Holly over here playing. I don't know what y'all talk about. Oh God! Lady Holly got all this stuff.
And then you got to flip it because you got to be able to say it in a different language, like Lyatsibirtoja, Gabriti Paruski Ochen Harashoda. So I speak Russian. And then you got to be able to go, ay, papi, tanduro, grano. Ay, que lindo, papi, chulo. Ah, de amor. Yeah, you got to be able to. Yeah, you got to be able to flip it in
language. You got an international lover there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she going to be.
She
going to
make
you
me
know
explore
what
myself.
You know what happened when you be talking like that? You know what happened when you be talking like that? When
what
you
happened?
Talk to people like that, this is what ends up happening.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You
are pregnant.
I ain't got no more money for child support. I don't have no more money for no damn child support. But see, you go talking to people like that and shit, a nigga just be like, you know.
I don't know. May have to let him have one on the house.
Oh, Jesus.
women, y'all have a way of doing things, right? Like, I'm going to be mm-hmm. honest with you, right? Like, with mm-hmm. men, like, see, me, I like to be romantic, you know what I'm saying? I like, because, mm-hmm. you know, I think that this newer generation of cats, you know what I'm saying, from what I heard from young ladies and everything, these men don't know how to be romantic no more. They don't know how to take their time and, you know, mm-hmm. like me, I ain't going to lie, I do some shit. I play with your earlobe, I tickle your feet a little bit, I play behind your knee, you know what I'm saying? I kiss you on the top of the head, I look you in your eyes, and I talk real good to you. You know, I'm going to send you a, like a nasty little freaky text, you know, while we out and about, even while we at church, I'm going to say something real, real nasty and vulgar and ignorant in your ear. But you're going to smile when I say it, and you're going to be like, boy, you know, I'm saying, I'm going to I'm going to, like, get all erect, and then, like, I'm going to, like, grab your hand and, like, make you touch it, that kind of, like, little nasty stuff. Like, I'm going to play with you.
Nasty.
And see, like I said, what ends up happening is when you do all of these things, I'm going to tell you what happens, right? On the other end of that, when a woman, when y'all get beastie, it's really something like when a woman get beastie and y'all, like, attack us and, like, you do the same thing, like, come here. Feel this thing and touch this thing, you know what I'm saying? You rub, like, your breast on, like, me or something like that, or play with the back of my knee or something mm-hmm. like that, you know what I'm saying? Or kiss me on my ear, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, whoa, or, like, say, for example, you know, you start kissing me on my chest and stuff like that, you know, and then you look me in my eyes while you doing all kind of nasty stuff to me, and then, you know, it's like, I just, the way I be feeling, I mean, it make anybody just want to...
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Lady Holly, when you coming back, man? You gotta come back. You gotta come back often. I like need right. you, like, for real, for a sec. You gotta. We gonna call you. Yours gonna be the sex man. You know how you have segments? Yours gonna be mm-hmm. the sex man. I'm dead serious. Let's talk to Monica. I need you on. On a more permanent basis. You got it. Oh, whenever you, I mean, when you can call in and do us a little drop, a little 5 minutes, all right, because I think I'm going to need you.
Okay. Anything.
I mean, Why y'all laughing like I think I'm going to need you? Like, I ain't.
Oh, you done pierced him through his soul. That's all right.
I know,
that's
like,
all
I think,
good.
I think you hit me right. I'm like, I think I like her. I like her.
She
writes books.
And you know it's funny because only a certain type of woman could appreciate. Only a certain type of woman could appreciate that.
Yeah, Indian. I know she speaks a little ghetto too. Like she'll do anything I need her to do. Oh,
she could be anybody you want her to be.
She speak Arab. I bet you could talk proper. Hold on, let's get down to the
things. She said proper.
She could do all, you know. Listen to a quote from her, y'all. No, this is cool. Hold on, babe. Listen to a quote from her. Life is about living it to the fullest. Enjoy the miracles and don't sweat the bullshit. I hope you enjoy my work, Lady Holly. No, I was reading that. That's why I wanted to wait till I got to the end. Like, look, don't bullshit? What?
That's a cold piece.
I mean, she's serious, too. Lady
I'm absolutely
Holly.
Dead up. I am so serious about that. You know why? Because once you go around the world, and you know, people talk about the motherland. I'm in the motherland all the time, and I've seen my people, and I've seen other people's people, and you know what? Everything else is very small on the Richter scale. It is. You got to leave behind a legacy, and you got to be proud of what you leave behind. And I just say, you know, my seeds are equipped with everything they need to succeed in life. I don't even have to think about it. I can blink an eye and know that they are going to be fine because I put everything in there. It's like a good meal.
Wow.
It's like when you make some collard greens. You know they're going to be good because I put it in there. So I know they're going to be fantastic because I put it in there.
And you raise good kids, too?
What?
Look,
my oldest is college graduated. What are you talking about?
You know
about?
How to raise them. Man, look.
Would you be my baby mama?
Listen, we're going to have that get together. You hear me? Right. We gonna have that get together. Look, you just air all this. We gonna
hang
out. I
just wanna watch.
But I just said get together. I ain't say nothing.
Wait, yeah, I can't compete with all that. I'd rather watch too. I just wanna
listen to this
line.
Music, y'all. I got a little Lady Holly on the line, y'all. Listen.
Oh,
Okay. Tell me, I'm just trying to say, like, put it on out there. Is we shining on Trey Love Radio today, y'all? Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna leave y'all on a good note. I gotta get out of where I am. And I have another meeting, and it's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for taking the time to vibe with us, man.
You let Mo Diesel know. Yeah. She knows where to find me. You know where to find me. Add me as a friend. It's Lady Holly on Facebook. I'm Lady Holly pretty much everywhere. About me, everywhere. On Twitter, the lady sings. Just hit me. Take a listen to the music. I would love to, you know, get Callie playing it. I got to get you a better copy so that way when you play in it loud and strong.
Please do. Yes.
I will.
Send me an MP3, darling, please.
I will, my love. You guys be good. Have a good afternoon.
So much. We will.
Thank you,
babe. So much for your time.
Yeah.
All right, you too. We'll spend some time later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, man. Lady Holly, y'all got it in on Trey Love Radio, man. Hey, Shaquise and Steph, what's up? Y'all been hanging the whole day. What was good over there, man?
No, babe, you can't get rid of me now.
We family.
I just stepped in the door, and I'm here.
Uh-oh. That's all I need. I need it. And y'all keep spreading that love, man, and keep it home, man. And you know what? You support me, I'm going to support you. Speaking of supporting you, Shaquise, I want you to go ahead and tell the family about the interview you set up and about the award that I'm being nominated for.
Oh, right. So in the near future, we'll be having, first off, I'm Shaquise here, station manager over at Caliwood Media. And then in the near future, we'll be having Trey Love on the show, breaking it down. We're in love with his outstanding work and community actions. And next year for the Caliwood 2012 Awards, Trey will be nominated for favorite comedian. He's going up for the favorite comedian, and we're going to see if we can get Trey to slide in and give us a little of his work, too, while he's at it. So, you know, if he can give us a little bit of his time for the award show, we'd love it. But other than that, Caliwood is a BTR internet radio show, which has 2 years ago had 96 listeners, and now is over 160,000 listeners. A slew of beautiful celebrities have been on the show, and now we're including Trey Love, and we want to keep it moving. So we definitely like to support each other. We like to come out and support other BTR shows, and we definitely like to have you all over at Caliwood. Caliwood Media, you can definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. We're on 7 days a week. 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 8 o'clock to 9. Friday nights, 9 to 11. Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Sunday, we have our Sunday Best Show airing at 1:30 p.m. PST. So definitely come by and check Caliwood out when you get a chance.
All right, man. Thank you so much, man. That's exciting, man. If y'all been following my career this year, God is sincerely and truly in the blessing business, man. I mean, there are things, even winning the J. Anthony Brown, So You Think You're Funny contest, winning the first round of that, hosting Hope Flood. You know, I did y'all saw the picture with the cop, and I don't have the publication yet, but I'm going to put some major news out there to the family, y'all. Check a couple of these magazines, man. A print ad on me went nationwide. So now I can truly, you know how people say, yeah, I model. Well, the tag model can sincerely, honestly be added to my resume. So I'm amped about that. I mean, I'm grateful to the creator for everything he's blessed me with. Like I said, y'all, the more blessings I get, it just seems like God is humbling me, because it's like, what it is, y'all, you got to be prepared for what, you know, your blessings are, you know, the blessings of new lives coming into your world, you know, new people, you know, children, just blessings, you know. You never know what God has in store for you, so you have to just put him first and live good, live up, man. Don't live behind people, don't live through people, and don't just do the best that you can to stay up, man, because so many people are coming to try to pull you down, but always stay up. I just want to give my birthday shouts out real quick. Brenda Jefferson, happy birthday. Candace Jai, happy birthday. Don Abrams Harris, happy birthday, sir. Dorothy Mims, happy birthday. Francesca And now we happy birthday. Jessica Leverett, that's one of my cousins, happy birthday. To Peaches Knight, happy birthday. Lori Mans, happy birthday. To Miracle Perry, happy birthday. Troy Tyler, happy birthday. Man, it just is what it is, man. Enjoy each and every day for what it is, you know, and don't take anything for granted and don't take anyone for granted, you know. And as you're living the midst of your life, you know, make sure that you, again, I always say this, put God in his perspective place. This has been another edition of Facebook. I mean, y'all don't even know where I'm at, of Twitter Me Tuesdays. I'm like, right now, I'm telling you, I'm just so excited right now. It's like, I just don't know what to do. This has been another segment of Twitter Me Tuesdays, man. It's 11:56 a.m. heading into the afternoon time, man. Have a great lunch, man. Have a great week. And if you don't know anything, know that Trey sincerely loves you. You know, this was an amazing show, man. We had major celebrities on the line. We had, you know, some of my female friends and hosts. And I'm going to just say family, friends and family, because fans are one thing, you know. I mean, if you're a fan, then I still love you as if you're a friend. Because if you're loving what I'm doing and you're taking heed to what I'm saying and you see me for the example that I'm trying to be a human being, but trying to live a righteous and upright life, you know, and just be, you know, just trying to survive, you know. So love me and I'm going to love you. Support me and I'm going to do my best to support you. And know that you are going to reap what you sow. So keep putting good out there, man. Keep putting God in his respective place. Again, I'm just grateful for what's going on in my career, my life. Y'all keep me in your prayer, man, and I'm going to keep you in mind. So let's enjoy our week. Let's rock our lives, y'all. Have a wonderful, blessed, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. That's some Trey love to you. Peace.
I need